All right, everybody, welcome to eCity Stargate Radio and as your Wish Talk Radio on BBS. And we're here at the Self-Mastery Earth Institute, live. I mean, the Self-Mastery Ambassador Training. Sorry, I was old habit. We used to be having Self-Mastery Earth Institute, but we're doing the Ambassador Training and the Self-Mastery. We combined them, and we've got a great show. We have a lot of people, and behind me is this awesome gong, so I can't stand it. I have to hit it. Right. Drives out all the evil spirits. But yeah, a lot going on. I was going to talk a little bit about what's happening on the planet, and it's called total chaos. So yeah, which is a good thing because everything's being revealed, everything's being uncovered, and the sun is going ballistic, just blasting us with coronal mass ejections, and we've also got the planetary lineups on. And as we said before, when this starts going on, we're moving into a highly energized place in space as well. So, basically, one thing I can guarantee you 100% record on prophecy as a bunch of change is coming down the road there. So, we've had some more earthquakes. We've had some 7.5 earthquakes and a lot of 5 and 6 years going on after the 8.8 one. And so the earth is still reverberating from that. And it's kind of activating all the other fault lines. So if you're on the San Andreas, if you're on the Cascadia fault line, I'd kind of like, sit with the land there and have a little talk with the land and ask what's going to happen, because there's probably going to be some big changes. I've seen that. I've had visions of that. I've seen in Hood River, Oregon, I saw water going all the way up to the bridge. So everything behind that was probably not doing too good. But anyway, I'm really hoping we jump that timeline. And they are doing time folds, along with the massive influx of solar energy that's shooting, isn't it? I think last time I saw it, it was like right out of 50. It's supposed to be 7.8. But it's just what's, I mean, we're in the thick of it. So you're going to see a little end time madness out there. You're going to see the woke get even woker. You're going to see everything come up. And it never ceases to amaze me, I hate to say it, but how unconscious our leaders are on this planet. It's just like whatever happened to universal law, but it's all about power and struggles and cashing in, basically. So unfortunately, that's what we're doing, but it's all being uncovered. But I don't know if you've seen on the news, but the whole deep state is being unraveled right now and being called out. I think what's interesting is, the old saying, karma and what goes around comes around. It's it was Tom, was it Bolton? Bolton, yeah, he got raided by the FBI, and he was totally supportive of them raiding, Trump, and so all these guys that were saying, yeah, he deserved it, he this, he that, now they got raided, and they're the ones that really. So it's the old story of accuse others of what you yourself are doing, and that's been going on for a while. So it's going to get a little crazy out there as all this unravels, and everybody's saying, can't believe how decadent things have gotten and how just off kilter. And I said, well, it's always been that way. Now it's coming up. Now it's all being revealed, and you're seeing it. So it's actually a good thing, and the chaos is part of the healing. So expect that. But we've got so much going on right now. We're having a great self-mastery class. The UFOs have totally participated in it. And we've had just massive motherships crossover. We've had power-ups. We had a huge Sirian ship power up over the mountain. We've had, I don't know, I had nine in one frame. I had nine UFOs in it. So there's actually fleets flying over the ranch here. And this is undeniable. It's not some story that happened 70 years ago, whatever. This is happening right now. And so disclosure's on, and the old controlled narrative is totally crashing in on itself. And the information's out and all the footage is going up. We haven't posted it yet, but we'll post it on all the outlets. So you'll be able to see the latest footage. But just this last month was just insane. There's so much UFO activity here and it's ongoing. But when we do these classes, the Self-Mastery Ambassador training, we always like to bring up the guests and to come and talk about their experiences here. And we do that for several reasons. One, so you don't think I'm the only guy with the tinfoil hat on up here, that other people are seeing this as well. And that's the main reason. I always tell people you got to come up, see for yourself, have your own experience. And like Danny Dyer said, nobody can take this away from me. You know, he said, I saw them, they're real. And no matter what they say, nobody can take this from us. So when you have your own experience and you connect with these beings and you feel their energy, they're very loving, joyous, powerful beings. And they're the very ones that are extremely censored in the UFO community. They don't want you to know that there are very spiritually and technologically advanced beings that have, you know, they've transcended war, disease, poverty, and they're here and they're trying to help us get over our challenges as well. And the last thing they want us to know about is that these beings are here and they want to help. So that's what the controlled narrative is about. It's funded by some very dark money. And you know, and basically if you go on the movies that are supposed to be about disclosure, they're entertainment. They have really nothing to do with disclosure. And even the UFO community has fallen victim to this financing, and then they control the narrative, because if you step outside the narrative, you lose your funding, you don't get a pulpit, you don't get on stage anymore. And that's been going on for a long time, so 70 plus years. So that's collapsing right now, because the thing about disclosure, it's coming from the skies. You can't stop it. There's so many ships in the skies right now. You know, people, all you have to do is walk out. Like right now, it's a dark moon. Go out, look up. The skies are clear. You're going to see things flying everywhere. There's so many ships, so you can't miss it. But with that being said, I want to go ahead and bring some of the other people, other tinfoil hat wearing people. No, actually, they're pretty normal people from all walks of life that come up here and have seen the ships. And I'm going to bring some of them on to talk about what they're experiencing. So we'll go ahead and start with Gail if you want to come up and watch your step there. Move this over a little bit.
How's my hat look?
It looks great.
Okay.
A little more foil.
Right.
You'll be okay. No. Yeah, there's Gail's been a great supporter of the ranch, and she's been coming up with her and her husband Tracy, and but it seems like this weekend was a little more special. There's some just crazy activity. But can you talk a little bit about what, you know, you've been in the class, the ambassador training class, and talk a little bit about that, and then talk about what you've seen in the skies, you know, some of the ships and things.
Well, first of all, this class has been something that has been a goal of mine for some time. And so I'm so excited to be here to finally experience it. And I've learned a ton, and I'm not going to share any of it with you because you need to come to this class yourself. And I say that not lightly. I have filled gaps in my own understanding with things that James has been teaching us and pictures he's showing. These are things you're not going to see, you know, regularly on his programs. And it really, I mean, things like, as I told him today, looking at some of the Egyptian pictures, I'm seeing all in new eyes because you start looking at Sekhmet and some of these other beings differently. So this is why I say, if you get a chance to come up to this training, you need to do it, because it's really going to open your eyes to what is actually going on the planet. It's a whole different perspective. That said, the mountain was very busy last night. That was cool. I got to see a lot of ships. We saw what I think we decided was finally Starlink
I
or
don't think
some
it.
other ship. I'm not
Well,
sure.
there's a big controversy about
Here.
that, because when we looked, it was flying north. And the other one was supposed to be flying south.
Yeah.
So that one's flying north. The other one was already spaced apart, and this was tied together.
Right.
And
right.
And so my thing is, it could have been some secret military thing they're launching, but Starlink's usually green when you film it, and then it just starts splitting apart.
Right.
And especially through night vision, it's going to look green when we film it. But that there's a lot of A, it was going the wrong direction. B, it was one solid object, and Starlink was already split apart when it showed it over our area.
Yeah.
Yeah, it strobed. Yes, it was strobing. It strobed all at once, lit yeah. up, and so it doesn't. It doesn't really fit the category of the Starlink that we know of. It might be something else, though. But
well, the Starlinks that I've seen up here before, this did not look like that, and it was actually in a lot more detail than I remember Starlink being. Because it, when it came in, like you said, it, you know, it powered up. You could really see that, and so between that and a lot of ship activity last night, we were talking about one of them was probably going to get a cosmic ticket. Because of how fast it was going.
Yeah.
But yeah, the skies are very, very active. And, you know, anybody that tries to tell you, oh, yeah, it's a satellite. No, satellites don't do what these ships are doing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm having an absolutely wonderful time. We've got a great group of people here. James is an amazing teacher, and I can't say enough about this workshop. So if you get a chance to come next year, you need to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, one other thing about Starlink, too, is that that ship that we were filming, I went out there in the daytime and I looked where it went into the tree, and it went down, and it couldn't have maintained orbit. That, you know, I looked at it and I go, that is so low on the tree, and the angle it was angling down, it was going down, and it never came out the backside of the tree. It came out so low that when you saw it again, it was so low. I don't know how that could have even maintained any kind of orbit on the trajectory it was on. So there's a few things on there. If you just use logic or common sense, you go, they don't add up.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few things that don't add up, but it's all, you know, I mean, there's so much other stuff there. It's like what, it almost doesn't matter, because there's so many other ships that we filmed, just huge power-ups,
oh, yeah.
double power-ups yeah. and all that stuff. We showed that all during the class. We showed the last month that we filmed just phenomenal ships, and the mountain powering up and lighting yeah. up and the door opening. And we've got ships flying out of the mountain. And so it's like, yeah, at one point you say, you know, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck, you know. So, but there are there's always the debunkers and skeptics, and no matter how much logic you use and information you give them, they just will it's like that thing on the mountain when those doors open up and the light's green and they're massive lights. And we showed them to NASA and they go, oh, that's a space station. I said, it's on the mountain. it's landed on the mountain. And they're it's like swamp gas. Their new swamp gas is, oh, that's a space station, you know. And so, or they said that was the, I remember they were saying that was the Russian one.
Oh, yeah.
And it was already down. It was gone. I go, you know, you guys ought to, you know, like, go back and look at your history, because that Russian one burned up a long time ago, you know. So they have standard go-to things that they say, and it's just beyond ridiculous. But now it's like the thing about disclosure, it's coming from the skies. The ships are being seen all around the world right now. Low-level, massive crafts going over major cities. And it's just YouTube and TikTok and X and Rumble. They're all just flooded with incredible footage. And, you know, granted, some of it is CGI. You know, some of it is AI or CGI. But, you know, usually when you have a whole bunch of people all watching it and cheering and saying things like, here, it's probably not, you know. It's, I mean, you could fake that too, but most likely it's not.
Yeah.
But anything else you want to add, or?
Well, when this footage gets posted that you're talking about, yeah. It's worth the watch. It's that, was that a mothership you thought was?
Yeah.
Yeah, that on the mountain, that was pretty amazing. So Yeah, it's very absolutely worth the watch.
And these are massive ships that are landing on the mountain, and they're signaling back to us. We'll take a laser and we'll shoot over to it, and it'll totally shoot a laser, big laser back at us. But we haven't had anybody toasted yet, so we're okay. I always shoot the ship with the laser and I throw it to the guy next to me and run. No,
it.
I'm just kidding. We've never had anything. We're very protected here, and we have the benevolent, like we showed in the workshop. The lion beings were really making themselves known here, and at the end of the gate and things like that.
Oh
So
yeah, that was amazing.
good luck. Good luck coming here with any kind of malevolent ideas. You're going to have an experience. But anyway, yeah, thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for your support
Oh, you
over the
bet.
years.
Thank you.
Come on up if you want.
I'm not a part of this. John.
Well, you just talked about something.
Oh,
I mean, you've seen all kinds of ships and everything, so come on up.
yeah. Well, today, Patty, who is, I guess, I've been an attendee at eSteady for many years now, showed me just the slow-mo function on just to record on our normal smartphones, and the frame rate of recording is high enough that at least for what I was tracking in a perfectly straight line for a number of these shots for craft that were moving too fast that I wouldn't have seen just watching normally. And it was pretty floored by that just today. Last night though, yeah, the string of lights, and we were talking about Starlink, but then there was the power up when they kind of got, I don't know how what percent along the horizon, but that was pretty clear signal at that moment. It seemed like to me, energetically, that that was a confirmation as well. Today, I was actually in the Pleiadian circle. I walked out and noticing all the grasshoppers dispersing as I'm getting out to it. And I get into the circle and I sit down and I have my notebook, and out of my peripheral vision, I can see it's like a there was like a circle of grasshoppers that are slowly like crawling towards me. And I have to send you the footage of it. But they're getting closer, and I'm thinking, what is going on? Sure enough, they climb onto my feet, and they're just chilling there, right there in the middle of the Pleiadian circle. And so that was this moment of pretty strong just contact, and it was really beautiful.
And all the animals here, I mean, we have the deer and we have the fawns, the babies, and we hand feed the deer and things, and they're just what they know who we are. It's kind of funny, but the turkeys, I don't know if you saw the turkeys,
Oh yeah.
but I don't know how many turkeys are here walking around, and it's just, we have the wildlife here is just crazy, and it's like talking to you.
For
It's like
sure.
everywhere, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's
And
pretty interesting.
last night too, dream state, I'll share the experience I had. There was I mean in one of the Lotus tents, and just local awareness. It was in dream state, but the two what felt like Sasquatch at the time
Oh yeah.
outside the tent and asking permission to do a verbal healing. And the energy was so overwhelming and powerful that when they started, it was like in the dream, everything blanked out too.
Oh yeah.
And a little one, like in the dream, also came into the tent, and his face was
Yeah.
right there, and it was
Nice.
really, really powerful. But yeah, just
There's a lot,
neat.
a lot of that here, and we're showing in the workshop. I was showing the size. Well, a guy had a size 11 shoe, and this thing was four times bigger.
This is
The footprint was four times bigger than his shoe. So these aren't little guys, and they do have their family, and they have the juveniles that come around, and the juveniles like to mess with people, like to shake your car now and then and things like that. But totally harmless. They've never hurt anybody, never bothered anybody, and they do freak some people out now and then a little bit,
was the vibe I got though. Mischief maker, like
yeah.
very, like very positive, very playful.
Yeah, they're playful and they're very curious about us too. They're just like we're curious about them. It goes both ways. So.
Sure. But yeah, oh yeah, lots of light ships last night. Green ones, that's always a dead giveaway for me when you can see a color.
Yeah.
A few of the su super faster moving ones at least appeared green to me to the eye. And I mean, when you're gonna equip a satellite with a green light, it doesn't make any sense. So
No,
those,
a lot of pinkish orange ones
yeah.
and all different colors. We usually get pink, blue, gold, green, some violet type ships. You know, they're like every size and color.
Yeah.
And everybody goes, "Oh, that's Space Force." And I said, "I don't think they have every color."
Yeah, right.
They do have a lot of tech there, but it's usually, you know, just a couple ships and things. But it's kind of interesting. Anyway, well, thanks. Yeah,
yeah,
well,
thank you
for
much,
coming
James.
On the show.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah.
All right. Bill, you want to come on up? So you've been here, is your second or third time here?
A second time.
Second time, yeah.
I was here 6 weeks ago for the healing workshop. That was absolutely amazing. All the things that I've learned in that workshop were just so profound. And ever since then, I couldn't wait to come back here.
Yeah.
But we saw a lot of the Night Watch. We saw a lot of ships. But nothing like what we saw last night. That
yeah,
was
yeah.
something else to see a whole fleet right over our head was indescribable. I was a jaw drop.
It's funny trying to, yeah, I go, oh, there's one. Wait, there's another. Oh, there's another. We're going, wait a second. There's like nine up there, you know, right over our heads and going every direction. So it's not Starlink, you know, it's definitely not satellites. And
so I live on the backside of Lake Tahoe in Nevada, and my girlfriend and I, we love going out star watching, and we'll see an occasional, and I believe that the Malevolent and the Galactic love that area.
There. Yeah, they are. There's a strong presence.
We'll see ships now and then. You know, you get out, it's a little more active around 1 or 2 in the morning, but we don't always stay out that late. But occasionally we'll see a large slow mover head south towards area 51. Mm-hmm. We see that occasionally, but nothing like here. I mean, nothing. And I bought a pair of 20 by 80 Celestion binoculars with a tripod, and we set that up.
Yeah.
And seeing the portal open on the side of the mountain up close, because these binoculars are good for 12 miles, I was just jaw dropped. I couldn't believe to see those lights open up like that close. When we see it from a distance, it's amazing. But to see it, you know, through the binoculars,
and it looks weird when you look at it. You go, it has a weird shape to it. That's almost like two big doors are open up, and I've seen it start to close.
Right, right.
And I don't, you know, it's like, but they do have. What they told me is they have, and this goes off scale kind of, but there's actually elven beings, and it's a doorway to the inner earth, and they control the door. They're like fifth and sixth dimensional beings, but the light coming out when they open it up, sometimes it's green, sometimes it's blue, or greenish blue, and a lot of times it's gold. And I think that depends on what's coming out of it, you know, what ships are coming out. So, because they have these huge golden ships that come out now and then. But
could that represent the different races?
Probably. Yeah, they're probably different groups. Because I know the gold ships are, a lot of the gold ships are the Orion Council of Light and Sirian ships. They're gold. A lot of the Palladian ships are either white or they're kind of a pink-orange color.
Interesting.
And so they're all different. You kind of tell which race is up there by the colors they show.
So this mastery course has just been, I can't put words to how phenomenal it's been and how much I've been able to learn and kind of put the topping on my awakening. It really has. And I just, I can't thank you enough. I absolutely cannot thank you enough. More people need to come here and see this, witness this and wake
you know,
up.
You know, I think about what's interesting when you get in the UFO community, everybody has a piece of the pie. You know, it's like a big giant pie and everybody has a piece of it, but they think their pie is the only piece. And until everybody's piece come together, you're going to have the whole pie. But there's so much competition and nonsense going on there. It's really ridiculous. But because, you know, people go, okay, is there a historical record of these? Of course, you know, you can find them in ancient.
Right.
All the ancient, you know, they're on the walls and the pyramids and the caves. They're everywhere. And in the Sanskrit teachings, they're everywhere. They even tell how the ships were built and what they run on and everything. And then, so you have that. And then people go, are they time travelers? You know, yes, they have time travel. And then you go, okay, are they like Federation ships? Yeah, they're Federation. They're Federation ships. But they're council ships too. So all the councils have their ships. Because you've got the Andromedan Council, the Sirian Council, the Arcturian Council, the Orion Council of Light, they all have their ships. And I, you know, people go, are they nuts and bolts? And I go, well, we have a lot of nuts and bolts that we back engineered, you know, that are out there. But it's like, you always have to check the D box because they're also interdimensional and some are totally benevolent, just beautiful beings, and some are malevolent. And they're getting cleared out right now. They're being cleaned up. So. And we're getting ready to do this huge shift. The old days of tyranny are coming to an end, and they're helping us, you know, dispense with that program.
You know, as I become more and more awake and attuned to the Great Awakening, one of my questions that seems to escape me so much is, I want to know, what kind of ship did I fly, and where did I park it?
Yeah. Exactly.
James, I can't thank you enough. Thanks.
All right, thank
God
you.
God bless you.
Yeah, it's funny because they pulled me up on a ship. I talked about it with the Orion Council of Light, and they returned all my memories back to me. And their lifetimes here on Earth, but also off world. And being like a captain of a ship, and we kind of wreaked havoc on the reptilians. And they keep telling me I have to forgive the reptilians. So I guess there are some good ones out there. I don't know, but I kind of have an issue because of a lot of past life stuff dealing with them. But it's just kind of interesting knowing that and then putting that all together. When you tie in the colonies that came to Earth, the different groups that came to Earth that started, you know, the Pleiadians started Atlantis and Lemuria. They have more genetic stock than any other race, both plant and animal. They're terraformers. And when you know the real history of Earth, it all ties together, and it's actually written here and there in bits and pieces. But when you put it all, when you know the real history, you can find the evidence. But if you don't know, it doesn't make sense to you, you know. But, you know, it's called like reading the Bible, you know, like you've got the jealous, wrathful God, the genocidal guy, the Old Testament, and then you have the all-loving, all-forgiving God, and you're going, wait a second, this is schizophrenic, you know, and they said, no, you have to believe, and I said, well, how about doing a little research on this and find out what really happened back then, and when you do, it'll blow your mind, but, you know, I'm not saying there isn't a God, I'm saying there's an absolute God, the all-loving, all-forgiving one that Jesus aligned himself with, but there was also some jealous, wrathful guys that weren't. They were the little g gods that were here, the bearded gods of old. And they're always having turf wars and fighting among each other. And you know, they're the ones that brought in draconian law, which is being eliminated. So we're finally getting out of from under draconian law. We're going into I'm brain farting. Well, common law, but it's actually universal law. So it's like a whole different. Common law and universal law are about the same. Yeah, you know, some people get upset with me and they talk about the UFOs, and I said, and they talk about the UFOs, they're gonna come and save us, you know, from the from MAGA, you know, and I said they are MAGA. You know. And their ideals and universal law totally aligns with the Constitution and conservative values. And so they are MAGA, you know, but a lot of people don't realize that we're getting a lot of help from these beings to help get us back on track and put an end to the integrity and morally compromised leadership that's on the planet right now. So you can see it's all being exposed. We're in the middle of all that, but there's just so much going on. Does anybody else want to come up? Did you want to come up and talk about your experiences a little bit? We've got a few other people. I like to hear other people's stories because it doesn't make me look so crazy. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks. My name's Sage. It's my first time here at the ranch. I had a friend from, I'm from Pennsylvania, and she had told me about coming here. So I realized it was only a 3-hour drive from where I'm living right now and decided to come up. I was going to come closer to like the end of your season, but just ended up here this weekend. And yeah, I think like it was really cool what I saw last night, especially on the mountain. I think that was my favorite part, the most interesting. It was cool, like after the Starlink looking thing passed, there was like a beam of light.
Oh yeah.
At the bottom, near the bottom of the mountain, and like the left side, the bottom left side started like lighting up next to the beam of light, and then the beam of light turned into like a bunch of little dots too. So that was cool.
Yeah, the mountain did. It did the night before we had this. Oh, I don't know if it was the night before. I'm really bad on time, but we had this huge plasma craft show up, and it was just flashing and all these plasma fields everywhere. It was on the side of the mountain. We got that on film, and then it started up again. Last night, we started seeing these flashes happening on the left side of the mountain this time. And I actually have video of this full-on light pyramid forming and on right in that same spot. And so it's, they told me that it's multi, what's going on up there is multidimensional. There's actually pyramids, light pyramids on another dimension on the mountain right there. And there's a whole civilization up there, but they're just on a different timeline or a different dimension than we are.
Yeah. And I mean, I think overall my experience here has been more internal. Had a lot of inner experiences walking at the medicine wheel and the Pleiadian circle, and just, you know, being in the energy of the ranch. I think my favorite is the Lemurian Hill.
Yeah.
Just the energies there and the downloads that I'm getting. And yeah, I think just being here helps me be more open and receptive to, you know, what the, I think just being here helps me be more open and receptive to, you know, what the, I think just being here helps me be more open and receptive to, you know, what the, I think just being here helps me be more open and receptive to, you know, what the, I think just being here helps me be more open and receptive to, you know, what the, I think just being here helps me be more open and receptive to, you know, what these being
Mary and Babaji and the other masters who actually have photographs of them appearing here. So people, what does that have to do with UFOs? It's all connected, you know. It's all, so is the fairy kingdom and Bigfoot, you know. It's all, it's all just part of the unified field we all exist in, making itself known because we're ready for that, you know. Anything else you want to share?
I think that's about it. Some things I think I'm going to keep to myself.
All right, great.
Thanks.
All right, hope you had a good time. Anybody else? We got anybody else want to come up and talk about your experiences here? Looks like we're running out of people. A lot of people are still out there waiting for something to come in. We've got quite a few minutes left. Do you want to? We got one more. All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So how have you been here? How many times have you?
This is the third time.
Third time, yeah. So you've seen quite a lot over.
Yes. Every time I leave, I just can't wait to get back here. It's really painful. So.
Hey, you can talk a little bit about what you experienced in the class, the different energies, the different beings that came in, or what you saw in the field.
The class is wonderful. I'm really glad I came, and I'm sorry it's almost over. So, and I saw a lot of ships in the thing you all are calling Starlink. That was so cool. I don't care what it was. It was really cool. It was really long.
It just didn't act like Starlink the way it came in and the trajectory was on. I don't know how it would have gotten over the mountains.
Well, and it faded out when it went north, you know, by the mountain, kind of. And one time I was sitting in the circle and I saw a ship during the day just go past. It was really cool. I couldn't even talk about it for several weeks. It was so shocking, I guess. And then one night at like 12:30, I looked out the window and I saw this huge, huge light, and it looked like it was on the ground, kind of at the bottom of the field. And it was kind of like in a square shaped, and it looked like it was clothed in fog. And I didn't know what it was, but I got really cold. I was started just freezing. Had to like wrap up in 4 blankets, and I was just shaking. And then today during the presentation, you showed that exact thing on the screen that I had seen. So that made me feel a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We had one morph. I've had it happen before. They'll morph and they'll go from looks like a bright light to a pyramid or a square. And then they go turn into a cross. And then I have video of some old, really old video of it, of a golden ship flying next to the plane. And it started morphing and turned into like a cross and then a pillar, looked like a giant pillar or a golden pillar. And then it totally morphed into a hand, which is like, just like this, and looked like a big golden hand like this. And so I go, I wonder why I did that. And this guy was looking at me, because that's the Hebrew sign for God, you know, was the hand. And then it turned into an arrowhead too. And then you look at the Native American folklore and they said, yeah, the ships guided us to here and there were arrowhead in the sky. Then you had the pillar clouds that were a fire by night in the Bible they talk about that helped them get across the Red Sea. But these beings have been with us forever. And when you tie it all together, it all makes sense.
And let me think. I've seen really large lights. There's a lot of lights last night, but I've seen them even larger, where they just go shoot it, you know, just go straight up the mountain, kind of. And let's see. I can't think. Let's see.
Also, too, the class, like when we're bringing the different beings in.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're really feeling the different ones coming in.
Well, yes, the energy is wonderful. I can't really, usually don't have much to say after that.
Yeah.
I can't really describe it, but the energies are very intense. They're wonderful. The energy on the ranch is wonderful. The first time I was here, the energy coming up through my feet was so intense. It took a long time for me not to feel the energy. And so.
Great. Well, yeah. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, Joe.
Thank you.
I think do we have some other people back there? Anybody else want to come on? We've got like 15 more minutes to burn.
Hello.
All right, welcome to the show. Hello. You had quite a few experiences while you're here.
Oh yeah, that Starlink one, that was, I was going, wow. Yeah, that was just, I mean, somebody gave me, I don't know who it was, gave me those
the night vision.
And so I was looking out there, and then, yeah, there's fleets up there. We're counting, just like you're saying. One, two, three, four, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, there's so many.
And then we saw Starlink or whatever.
And then the mountain went crazy. The doors opening on the mountain and the cave was lighting up. And it was a busy night. It was a really busy night.
Yeah, but that's very exciting. I was wowing out for sure.
Yeah. How about the class? Can you talk about the...
But the class, yes, this is my... I've been just... wanting to come so bad and experience it, and I'm just always wanting to learn and just it's not an ego thing. It's a thing that I'm trying to connect.
Yeah.
You're wanting to connect. And and it's learning. You're trying to break all those mindsets.
Yeah.
The old mindsets have to, they just, and so I just need to see that, or see, or just know, you know, that there's more. There's so much more. And the world that we've been forced to live in all of our lives is mm-hmm. and so thankful that it is breaking away and falling away, and soon we will be free.
Yeah.
We're gonna be free.
Exactly.
And free to be who we wanna be. And I have a song that I've been that I sing, says, and it goes, I can't be anybody else but me. Yeah. No, I can't be anybody else but me. Doing it, just me. I can't be anybody else but me. No, I just want to be me. So anyway,
all right, thank
one
you.
Of the things I'm wanting to do is
yeah.
break away from the old system.
There's a lot of enlightenment to those words, because so many people are trying to be what they've been programmed to be by social consciousness. And we all have our own unique soul purpose for coming in, for incarnating. And I always tell people, if you follow me, you're lost because you're not doing your own unique soul mm-hmm. purpose. But there are shared purposes where we come to work together to do things. But it's so important that people go within and be guided from their heart, you know, and from their own unique purpose, and make their own personal connection with Creator. And when you do that, the ships come, because they go, oh, there's one, and we can work with that one. And they start showing up. We gotta, you know, it's like everybody wants to be Jesus. They all want to wear sandals and have a robe and be a carpenter. And I said, well, what about the plumbers and the electricians and all the other people it takes to build things? Mm-hmm. And so we got to like get outside of our box, you know, and not beat ourselves up and judge ourselves if we might screw up now and then, because we're gonna, you know, it's just, it happens.
And we're trying to be unconditional love. You know, I'm not trying, but you know,
yeah.
You do when you go in and inner that, just got to break things off.
Yeah. I would say unconditional love is a lot better than unconditional love.
you just fall.
It seems to be what we're doing now.
Yeah.
But we need to shift out of that. Well, thanks for coming up and sharing your story. And it is so important that we do get back to our own unique purpose for being here. And I think we're out of victims. I don't think we can. I'm out of money. I can't pay these guys anymore. So, but anyway, there's so much going on up here. We've got about just 10 more minutes because we have an outro on this. But there's the things that we've covered here were pretty amazing, tying it all together. And so the evidence of UFOs is replete throughout history. And we showed the Gosford glyphs and the historical records of Earth that showed the ships coming down, landing. There's star glyphs, which are like hieroglyphs. And the people that read hieroglyphs went and read them, and they could tell what was going on. And it was really powerful. But it talks about these ships came, and then it shows the DNA lines, and it shows the other human that was here, the Denisovian man, and they added their genetics to him and jumped him up. And this is in Australia. And so the first landings in the mine, gold mines and everything are in Australia. The Pharaoh's breastplates came from Australia, the gold. So Africa, they went from there to Africa. And then from there, they just went up, you know, and started colonizing all these other places. But that was the first colony. And those were the ancient Lyrians that came here, which were the Anunnaki. And then the second attempt after the pole shifts and the great wars and everything they went through, everybody had to start over as primitives. And the second attempt was Atlantis and Lemuria, and those were Pleiadian colonies. And so that was like 50,000 years ago or something. Well, it was a lot longer than that they were here. But we talked about how they have these glass-lined caves that are 600 million years old. And they found one in Brazil that's 300 million years old. So somebody here had tunnel boring technology, you know, 600 million years ago. And those are the guys that built the pyramids and all these other things. It's kind of like the same guys. And the pyramid is a huge resonator. It's some extremely high tech that we haven't even figured out yet ourselves. But now they're finding these giant coils and columns going down and places underneath there, and wait till they start finishing up Antarctica, because that when the pole shift, all those guys are under the ice there, and that's why they're digging and trying to get all this technology from Antarctica. And some of them are still there, you know, some are still based out of there, but there's different groups based out of there. There's benevolent ones and there's some not so benevolent ones. And unfortunately, our military has chosen to work with the not so benevolent ones, and that's coming to an end as well. And that was back in 1945 when all that went down. But now the benevolent ones are here. We have a whole new opportunity to choose universal law and get away from this old draconian law program. Their contract is up. They're done. They're being taken out. We talked about how the source itself, whatever you want to call it, God, Great Spirit, is tied to the central sun, which is tied to all the other suns, and how that energy is being, you know, they're saying we're going to the next level. It's being amped up, and the suns are just blasting the whole universe right now. And our Earth, our solar system is getting hammered by the sun. And that's part of the shift that's going on. It's not just light, it's higher consciousness and energy that's coming in too. And, you know, that's going to be creating the changes in consciousness, changes in DNA. It's going to create severe weather. It's going to create an increase in earthquake and volcanic activity, and right in the middle of all that right now. So it's a bigger event. And when I was talking about how that works is that you have the one consciousness, whatever you want to call it, and the councils are connected into that. And then the councils are working through the Federation of Worlds and the Galactic Federation, and they're working through Space Force, and Space Force is forces working through the White Hats. And then it's just coming all the way down. That energy's coming down to us. And so that's why I tell people, nobody can stop what's coming. I mean, it's coming from the source itself, and it's coming down through the councils and the really advanced civilizations that are coming in. And they're coming in from everywhere. I mean, there's beings coming in we've never seen before. They have the Jesai, which are world protectors. They have the Laka, which are, I think they're 11th dimensional beings. And they don't have names. They say, who are you? And they go, we're the Laka. Yeah, they don't. Identity is not important to them. They're more of a collective. But there's all these beings coming in right now to help us out, you know, through these shifts, through these changes. And you know, we need to make it easier on them and change ourselves, you know, heal ourselves, move forward, you know, raise our frequencies, you know, so because the planet's going, it's the planet's ascending and we're in the middle, the source and all the higher dimensions and beings are pressing in and the planet's ascending and we're kind of stuck in the middle. So we can go into end time madness and go crazy if we want, you know, the source is saying as you wish, you know, if that's what you want to do, or we can rise with the occasion and sin. And they talk a lot about the Hopi prophecies, you know, the two roads. So we have the path to live in harmony with each other and the planet and live a spiritual life. And that's the path that keeps going. And then we have the other one, if we want to go into technology and power and spy on everybody and control and manipulate and use power over others, that's the other path. And that path is on a downward spiral and it's collapsing right now. So those are the two choices we have, but there is a bifurcation of worlds going on and we're right smack in the middle of it right now. So we need to make some tough choices. So, I mean, those are the only two options. You can't sit on the fence anymore. You know, you go one way or the other. But one way is just totally collapsing. And they know it. The tyrants know their days are over. They call it the last waltz of the tyrants, basically. It's their last dance. And most of them are taken out already. You know, you haven't heard yet, but you know, they've already been collapsing all the tunnels and all the other stuff where they've been hiding out. But just remember, don't get caught up in all these shifts and changes. A lot of it's kabuki theater. And there's a lot of, it's always two steps forward, one step back. So if you're watching the news and freaking out because, oh, they didn't get them, they didn't do this, it's give it time. You know, there's always going to, you know, they're going to go forward and then they're going to be set back and then they're going to start up again. But the energy behind this is just pushing it over the edge. And so we're going over to the next level. But that's the shift we're on right now. We're almost at the end of the hour. But I really want to tell people it's so important to keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent. That's all you need to get through these times. You don't have to be a rocket scientist. You don't even have to understand all of this. You know, all you need to do is just be a good person, you know, and be kind to each other and the planet. It's really that simple. You know, that is universal law, basically. And that's what we're going to. And you know, the action reaction or karma is being amplified and accelerated right now. And I love that saying where actually Jesus was talking about, you know, he talks about, neither do I judge thee, nor does my father judge thee, go and sin no more. And sin's an archery term, just means you miss, reload, you know. But what he's saying, you know, you're stepping out of universal law and there's a reaction to that. And he said, if you don't want the consequences of that, just stay within universal law. And which is universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. When you step out of that, you're going to create karma. And there is an action reaction. And the overlords think that karma doesn't apply to them. Well, they're going to have a real rude awakening coming up here. So everything's being amplified and accelerated. And that's the shift that we're going through right now. And it's going to be pretty intense. But we really need to just spend some quiet time, you know, release the past, clear out our shadow side, our old wounds and traumas from wrong conclusions, and find a safe space with some nice water and turn your land into a food bank and you'll be able to cruise through these changes. But I think a lot of our systems are going to be going through some big changes, and so they'll be going down now and then. So don't depend on them. But anyway, we're going to sign off. You know, that's all I have for you. Don't get into fear. You know, just, I love this little old lady. I saw this little old lady and they said she was, what's the name for the people that are storing stuff? Prepper. She was a prepper right there. And she's sitting on a couple bags of rice and beans. And she goes, I have no fear whatsoever. And she's got a 357 in her pistol in her lap, you know, and she goes, I have no fear of the future. You know, it's just hilarious. And that's the old wisdom, you know, we need to get back to. And, you know, common sense is God sense, basically. So anyway, on that note, I'm going to sign off. Have a great evening and come and see for yourself. Yeah, you won't be disappointed. Good night.